Welcome to the TivoliTalk IBN Adapter for Primavera conference call. All lines will be in a listen-only mode until the question-and-answer portion at the end of the presentation. To ask a question at that time, please press star, then one. This conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, please disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Mr. Grimutz. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. My name is Vinicius Grimutz. I am an Innovative Solution Product Architect for this integration with Primavera. With the invitation for this meeting, you receive a link to follow on the presentation with the slides I provide you. Slide two, this is our agenda for today. I will start with an overview of this adapter, provide you some customers' references, some concepts about this integration, roadmap, what we already have and what is released, some architectural information related to this adapter, considering that we have both two different products, and this is an integration. We have some architecture to make it work. Supported version, what didn't change and what is new in this release, and some reference material and links to get additional information related to this product. Slide three. This is a simple list of some customers that we have using this product. I said in this slide three of them that I have most contact, one of them on each release. In release using the adapter, release 63, we have the DPE Energy, the one of the most influential companies in the development of this adapter. Using the 710 release, we have the DPE Exploration. And the 711 release that we just released in December of 2009, we already have implementing, almost ready to go live, the Mosaic company using the 711 release. Slide four. Here's some of the concepts of this integration. First of all, for those who don't know, what is Primavera? Primavera is a project management tool leader in markets for used most for critical planning scheduling activities such as maintenance shutdowns, outages, and other stuff like that. And the reason for us to develop an integration between Maximo and Primavera is the fact that Maximo has some gaps related to the planning and scheduling analysis, and also some additional graphic tools to make it easier to plan and analyze the resource usage of the work orders. So the objective of this integration is really to create an integration between these both products, Maximo and Primavera, using the standard integration methods available between these two products, avoiding compatibility problems, and also some unsupported case for either for Maximo and for Primavera. So Primavera is a planning scheduling tool. Maximo, by its concept, is an asset management tool. And considering these two points of view, there are some concepts that belong only to Maximo and others only for Primavera, which means that not all concepts and all data of these two projects were interfaced with this adapter. So we have the Maximo metadata, for example, assets, locations, inventory, all this information that really don't need a planning and scheduling analysis will belong just to Maximo, and other related to the project management perspectives that will be available only in Primavera, such as risk analysis, the entire project portfolio prioritization. And the scope of this integration is really to extend the the work order capabilities that we have in Maximo to Primavera to provide a better resource analysis and the activity planning in Primavera, and then import this information back into Maximo. This is the scope of this integration provided by this adapter. Slide 5. This is an example of the Maximo product family. We have our major product called the Maximo Asset Management. This is what we call the core product. And on top of it, we could have some industry solutions like life science, oil and gas, and utilities. And in the same way, we have the cross-industry solutions or industry products or add-ons, as you prefer to call, such as calibration, spatial, and in the case of this presentation, the adapter for Primavera. As you can see, based on the colors, for example, life sciences and calibration were bundled together to the customers, utility and spatial, the same way, but Primavera not. We depend just on the Maximo asset management, since this is an add-on, and the adapter could run with all industry solutions and all cross-industry products together. There is no compatibility issues between those products. Slide 6. This is our release strategy. As I mentioned before, we have three releases, major releases available to our customers. The release 6, we already have two six packs. The latest one is the 6.2.3. After that, we release the 7.1.0 for Maximo 7 users, which were available in December of 2008. And last year, we just released the 7.1.1 release that will be available for Maximo customers that are running 7.1.5 and 7.1.6 core-based products. In our roadmap, we have plans to deliver two additional releases. These dates are just some targets. At this moment, we are in a plan and concept of these two new releases, and we don't have an agreement yet to confirm these dates. Slide 7. This is some of the features available in each one of the releases I just mentioned. For Maximo 6, the adapter 6.2.3, we have the specific PV map. Every time that you see PV in this presentation, it means Primavera. And this mapping capability brings to the customer the ability to map some additional fields from Maximo to custom fields in Primavera. For example, in Primavera, we don't have the location field and the asset number because this is not the standard in Primavera. So you can create this custom field in Primavera and add using this mapping capability these Maximo fields to be transferred to Primavera. The next four items, append update modifications, removal of proxy server, local mode calls, and transfer by object groups, were developed to focus on the performance of this adapter. We changed a little bit the way that we call the Primavera integration API in order to have a better performance. In the same way, for append and update, we changed the logic that we do this kind of integration with focusing in the performance. PR, purchase requisition constraints. In this scheduling analysis, for example, you could have in Maximo a work order that is waiting for some material that is not delivered yet. So the adapter could check these dates and add constraints in Primavera to not allow any specific tasks to be executed prior to the delivery date of this purchase requisition or purchase order. Task level activity details. This is some Primavera information that we bring to Maximo allowing customers to detail all the things that they need to export to Primavera into Maximo prior to this exporting. For example, in Primavera we have some fields that will determine the resource leverage, such as the percent complete type, test type, activity type. These fields are available in Primavera, and we have these fields also available in Maximo to allow customers to change this information in Maximo and export this information ready to be scheduled in Primavera. This is the main objective of this, to have the information that they export from Maximo 100% accurate and ready to be scheduled and analyzed in Primavera once I finish the export. Project creation enhancements. We have two export modes to Primavera. One creates a single project for each work order I have in Maximo, and the second one creates a single project for multiple work orders in Maximo. So I could have an individual analysis of a work order in a project in Primavera or in a project concept. I can have multiple work orders at the same project in Primavera. These both export methods are available with this adapter and available to users use it. Optional status mapping. We have statuses in Maximo and also statuses in Primavera. And the treatment of these products on this statuses control is a little bit different than just a field mapping. So with this feature, we can really map the statuses that we have in Maximo to the statuses we have in Primavera. Cost transferring. This is another item that we added to complement the information that we have in Primavera related to a work order or a project where customers can choose if they want to export the maximum costs of that work order to Primavera. For example, in a project management perspective, if you have a project portfolio, you will be able to analyze the costs of these projects that were exported by Maximo into Primavera. Craft transferring filtering, this is another enhancement that we added. For example, in Primavera, we have the resource pool that will be available to execute the tasks that we export. And in the same way, we have crafts in Maximo that also are used as resources in Primavera. So the change that we did here is to export to Primavera just that resources that are planted in some Maximo work orders to Primavera and not export the entire Maximo craft resources to Primavera. The focus of this is really to have what Maximo needs in Primavera to do the resource analysis. This is the sixth release of this adapter. It was available in October 2008. And right after, we released the 7.1 release, 7.1.0, in December of 2008, which extends the same features that we have in Adapter 6 to Maximo 7 customers, extending the support to Primavera 6 with the new API 6.2. In the same way, we adequated some Maximo standard development guidelines in order to have a better usage of Maximo objects with the adapter. Slide 8. This is our current roadmap. We just released the 7.1.1 version of this adapter with some features like the enhancement error recovery. So if you have some trouble with some inconsistent data between these integrations, we have a new tab, a new window to allow customers to identify these errors and also work to solve them without stopping the adapter process execution. For example, we have the project, the WBS structure, the work orders, tasks, And there is no reason, for example, to stop a processing if only one tap fails. So we are isolating these errors to be analyzed after the conclusion of a execution, an export or an import, and let customers know them and treat them after once this process is completed. The other one is the running background mode, similar to what we have in the preventive maintenance application to generate work orders. We add the same feature for the Primavera integration methods, where you can run, for example, an export and submit this process to background and keep working in maximum while this process is running in background. So you receive an email when the process is complete, and then you can go to Primavera and check how the things were exported. The next two enhancements, the update work order status and remove completed work orders, is focused in cover some status changes control from Primavera and Maximo, allowing customers, for example, to keep in Maximo, just that data that's still pending for arbitrage analysis and to be executed, for example. Question availability calculation. This is another feature to determine the amount of resources available we have in Maximo prior to export to Primavera. Code inspection and review and performance benchmarking. This is another two items that we worked once again to focus on the performance of this integration. User-defined activity codes. This is a little bit different than the custom mappings. In Primavera, we can have the user-defined fields, where you just create a field and it allows any text. So this is a free field. And similar to what we have in Maximo, a field with a validity with a domain, for example, we could have the activity code in Primavera. This is the same field with the same validity. But in Primavera side, we are exporting this information from Maximo to Primavera and creating this value list in Primavera. Logic between different work orders. This is another feature that we added to allow customers to create dependencies between tasks of different work orders with focus to improve the resource planning. Constraints of preempt target dates. Every time that Maximo generates a work order to be executed, this work order comes with a target date, and sometimes there is no reason to schedule this work order to be executed before or after that target date. So we introduce the ability to create constraints to set that date as mandatory or other information to determine the scheduling of that activity. And the last one that is already available is the globalization. Globalization for Maximo means that the product is ready to be translated. Doing that, we received some customer requirements to translate Maximo to other languages than only English. And right now, this adapter, after 7.1 release, is available in our Maximo Group 1 language, which includes Dutch, Spanish, Brazilian Portuguese, and other ones. And this is the first time that this adapter is translated. For next releases, just a general overview of these features that will come for in the future. Once again, this is just to determine the product direction we are following in order to keep developing this product. This is not committed yet, but most of the items that we have here will be part of a future release. Some of them will still focus in the performance of this adapter. This will be a constant every new release that we will work on. We'll have some performance enhancements, We have several methods being called either in API, Primavera API and Maxwell, and everything that we develop needs to be analyzed in a performance perspective. So we'll always have something to do related to the performance. Other topic that is important here is to extend the support to new Primavera 6 version 7. This Primavera release was available since September, and for a while we don't have conditions to support it with Maxwell. So new release will come with this support to this new Primavera. Another topic that is important, since I mentioned in a prior slide that some data belongs just to MySQL and other data belongs just to Primavera, we are changing a little bit this concept in order to have 100% bidirectional integration with Primavera. So everything that I have in MySQL related to this concept of planning scheduling will be exported to Primavera, and in the same way, all the information that I have in this concept of planning scheduling will be able to be imported back in MySQL. So in a future, users will be able to create all the work order hierarchy, tasks, resources, and everything related to the planning scheduling of some work order and activity in Primavera and import this in MySQL. For a while, we just export this information to from MySQL to Primavera to allow customers to do the research analysis and scheduling in Primavera. It's just a general overview. Once I have this committed after our planning concept phase that is currently on, we'll have more details about what will be part of a next release. Slide 9. This is the integration architecture. In one side, we have Maxwell. The Maxwell, every time that I say Maxwell, is the Maxwell asset management, what we call the core Maxwell, with all the solutions and add-ons if needed. And in the other side, we have the Primavera project management. It's another product, another architecture. And to deliver this integration between both products, we will need the Primavera Integration API. Is a different product that comes with Primavera Project Management. And in Maxwell side, we developed the IBM Maxwell adapter for Primavera, which uses this Primavera Integration API to send and exchange data with Primavera. So we are using the Primavera Integration API. It's a standard integration layer provided by Primavera, which make us able to support this integration either in Maxwell and in Primavera side. So in a customer's perspective, if they have some issue related to this integration, we'll be able to support the Maxwell, the adapter for Primavera, and also some issue related to the integration API that customers may have. Slide 10. This is a little chart showing the integration flow that we have between Maxwell and Primavera. In Maxwell, we have some objects that are similar that we have what we have in Primavera. For example, calendars. Calendars is available in Maxwell and Primavera, and we do an export of this information from Maxwell to Primavera to have the same calendars in Primavera side. For example, tools, labels, and crafts. There is a naming difference between Maxwell and Primavera. In Primavera, they are called resources. So resources is everything that I can assign to an activity in Primavera. And this is split in multiple objects in Maxwell. Every time that we talk about crafts specifically, Primavera calls crafts as roles. So similar to what we have in Maxwell, one craft could have multiple labels, and in Primavera, one role could have multiple resources. And the core of this integration is between the work order module in Maxwell and the activities and WBS in Primavera. This is the core, and this is the only point that we have in this integration that is bidirectional. We export information to Primavera and import information from Primavera back into Maximo. Not 100% of this information, as I told before, this is still in our roadmap for a future release, but this is the only feature that we have that exchange data in both ways with Primavera. Slide 11. Our latest release is the adapter for Primavera 711. It's supported on top of Core, Maximo, 715 and 716. And in Primavera site, we are supporting the Primavera integration API 621, 7-spec-1. As I told, Primavera 7 is not supported yet. We have some compatibility issues between Maximo and Primavera that we are working on for a future release. Slide 12. From this slide on, I'll start talking about, with more details about each enhancement that we delivered with the 7.1 release. For example, we have some optionals. The focus of this optionals is really to make this adapter more adherent to the customer process. So I have customers who do not level, for example, tools. I have other customers that don't want to export activity codes, and so on. So the object of this feature is really to allow customers to choose what they really want to integrate with Primavera, allowing them to choose what fits best for their requirements. Slide 13, status control. Here, the focus of this integration is really to import the statuses from Primavera and change Maximo statuses based on Primavera statuses, different than just import that information and keep it in a different field in Maximo. So with this status cycle control, we'll be able to remove what is completed and what is canceled from Primavera based on Maximo statuses, and in the same day, in the same way, change the Maximo statuses based on Primavera statuses. So this allows a better control over the information that we are transferring with Primavera, and have an accurate information in Maximo and also in Primavera. This is the focus of this item. Slide 14. This is the activity code export feature. In a adapter 5 release, as I remember, there is something related to this that bugs the adapter performance. We changed that feature in this release to allow customers to choose a different set of activity codes for each project that they are exporting to Primavera. So each project could have a different activity code set in Primavera. And in the same way, allow customers to choose which fields from Maximo they want to create activity codes in Primavera. As I told, activity codes will create a field in Primavera and a list of values that is valid for that field there. So for all fields that we have in Maximo, in a work order application, you could map them to Primavera and export that value list and the values assigned for that activity to Primavera. Slide 15. Logics between different work orders. This is an enhancement to allow customers to create relationships between different tasks of different work orders. For example, if I have to remove a pump, for example, first of this, I could have a task to disconnect that pump for the electric installation. And this task could be part of a different work order. So in the past, I was not able to create these dependencies between these two different tasks. And now I'm able to create these making the scheduling and the resource leverage for these both tasks accurate. We can create these relationships simply in ECMO and then export the information to Primavera. In past, you was able to create this information just in Primavera. Slide 16, craft availability calculation. In ECMO, we have three different kinds of resources. I told before, tools, crafts, and labor. There is a small difference between labor and crafts. For example, for labor, you know that Wilson, for example, will be the only one who will be able to execute the task. But if I assign a craft for that task, I will assign that a mechanic could use, could execute that task. Once I do this, I need to provide to Primavera how many mechanics I have available to execute that task to allow the resource leverage in Primavera. This is what we are calling craft availability calculation, the ability to calculate for each craft that I have in my ECMO, how many labors I have available to execute that task and submit this calculation to Primavera. So labor, you know that will be only that person that could execute that task, and craft, you could you know how much labor I have available to execute that task. This is the craft availability calculation. Slide 17, running background modes. The benefit of this is really to send the integration process to be run in background. There is no reason for a user to keep looking to ECMO for 10, 15 minutes while this process is running without being able to do anything in ECMO. So the focus of this is really to send this process to background to keep it running in server side and let users to keep working in ECMO while this process is running. We have several benefits of doing that. First of all, is that every time that I run something in background, it is lighter to run and it will be running in a server side, which is faster than in a user side or exchange into an user layer. That is what has happened during this integration, which makes customers and users a little bit worried about the performance of this integration because the maximum is locked to use, and once they are waiting for that completion, they will feel that the adapter is really slow. And in fact, this is not slow. I will show you some performance charts in a second. But once I keep the customers working, they won't feel the time expanding to be executed the adapter integration. So this is the focus of the integration, really to unlock the interface to keep customers working while the integration is running. And once the integration is completed, you'll be able to provide an email address to receive the information of that completion. This is similar to what we have in our product generation from the preventive maintenance module, and we just extend it to the adapter methods. Slide 18. This is something about the performance results of this integration. This is just a comparison between 7.10 and 7.11 release. This chart also presents the comparison between local and remote modes. As I told in the previous slides related to the architecture of this integration, we need the Primavera integration API in order to make this integration run. But this integration API could be installed in two different modes. One of them is what we call local mode, where the API is installed local with Maximo server. And the other one is what we call remote mode, where we have a dedicated server or a dedicated Java virtual machine for hosts the API side. So we can connect the API in the same Maximo server, or we can connect the API in a remote server. This is the difference between local and remote. And as you can see in this chart, we have a better performance with 7.1 release, sometimes twice or three times faster than the previous one. And the remote mode, one of the conclusions that we achieved with this analysis is that the remote mode sometimes, depending on the amount of data we transfer to Primavera, the remote mode is faster than local mode. This is just a comparison between 7.1 release and 7.10 release. Phase Light 19, I also have the comparison between some of the features that we have available during the export process to send this information to Primavera. So we could have an export without any optionals. We could export 5 custom mappings, 5 activity codes, 10 activity codes. And the focus of this chart is really to compare the adapter performance versus the amount of data that we are loading into Primavera. Slide 20, this is some reference contacts. This is our development team. We have Gabriel, Gustavo, and Gary as the development manager. In the quality assurance side, we have Eli and Gabriela. And for customers, we will have the Dick Shurton, who is the level 2 support with his specialist in this integration. And we'll be able to provide a better support to the customers. In general, me and Dick work together to provide to the customers a better support in case of some problem or a doubt. Slide 21. This is some reference material. I know that we have some business partners invited to this presentation. Unfortunately, this is an internal link that is available only in IBM network. We have what we call Wiki, where I provide additional information related to the customers, other presentations that I already did, customers' interaction that in general I have. So all the discussions related to this product in general I publish at this site. For business partners, I will provide you my contact information if you need additional material or some clarification related to this integration. Please feel free to contact me. My contact details is in slide 22. I'm located in Brazil. I provide here my telephone number and my mail address. So, once again, please feel free to contact me in case if you have any doubts, any suggestions to the development of this product. All the teams that work with this integration, except by the support side, is located here, so we have a great interaction and also a great speed to provide answers to any customer complaint that you may have, since we work close to the development and the quality assurance team. And this is what I have for today. I will open now for questions and answers.
Thank you. If you'd like to ask a question at this time, again, please press star 1. Please unmute your phone and record your name when prompted. To withdraw your questions, you may press star 2. Once again, to ask a question, please press star, then 1. One moment for any questions, please. One moment for the first question.
Okay.
First question. question comes from Mark Sigalski. Your line is open.
Hi. I apologize. I had to take a customer call at the beginning of the presentation. I did have a question on the product family, slide number 5. And if I'm reading that correctly, Primavera is going to be bundled with the oil and gas solution as calibration would be bundled with life sciences. Is that correct?
No, the colors are almost the same, but not. The ABN adapter for Primavera
okay.
is a different product that could run with oil and gas. This is a similar color because most of the customers that we have using this adapter came from oil and gas markets.
Very good. I've got BP, and as you know, they're a customer of the Primavera adapter, and I just wanted some clarification if that was either planned or an intended bundling there. But those are priced separately as separate products, the oil and gas and Primavera, correct?
Correct.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
If there are any final questions, again, please press star 1 at this time. One moment for any final questions. I show no final questions at this time.
Well, I just to emphasize, I'm really open to any question and any doubt that someone could have. Once I provide my contact information, please feel free to contact me anytime as you wish.